Every day is a new day. And every meeting is a new meeting. But every new day is a day less in our lives. And every meeting is less by one meeting from our lives. So every meeting must remind us of Akhirah. And every day must remind us of that. Those who think that they have to plan for 5 years and 10 years and 20 years and 30 years are dreaming. They have what we say in Arabic, "Ful al-amal." They have long hope. And that long hope is not recommended in Islam. Because it will attach you to dunya more than attaching you to akhirah. Sayyidina Ali said, do for your dunya as if you are living forever, yes, but don't have long hope. Because he said, وَعْمَلْ لِآخِرَتِكَ كَأَنَّكَ تَمُوتُ غَدًا and do for your akhirah as if you are dying tomorrow. Means he told you, yeah, dunya is forever, but you are, consider yourself, you are dying tomorrow. So means, Allah is reminding us, وَلَوْ كُنْتُ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدَةٍ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة وإن تصبهم حسنة يقولوا هذه من عند الله وإن تصبهم سيئة يقولوا هذه من عندك قل كل من عند الله فما لهؤلاء القوم لا يفقهون حديثا. صدق الله العظيم.
ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة يدرككم الموت wherever you are. Death is going to reach you wherever you are. Even if you are in high castles, burj, towers, death is going to reach you. Sometimes they say people, they throw themselves and they died when they reach floor, but when they examine them, they say no, they died on the way down. Means you don't know when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away what He gave to you as a trust. So what you have to do is to keep on a right, in the right way, on the right path, not to be hypocrite. Hypocrite is very difficult. Surah Al-Munafiqun, Allah described hypocrites in one surah. They are the worst. The worst of a human being, because you don't know they are with you or against you. Unbelievers or believers, you know these are believers, these are unbelievers. To finish. You can draw a line. But munafiq, how you draw a line? There is no way to find his hypocrisy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made everything that we like to have, not to have. You try your best. Sometimes people, they try their best to achieve something and at last moment you see it's taken away. Like people
many people, when we are children, they taught us, when you grow up and you become parents, don't give your child what he likes. Then you cannot control him anymore. And he has to cry and cry and cry until you give him. You are spoiling them. Because then they are possessive. People in their nature are possessive. They want everything. They want the fame. They want the chair. They want not to share anything with anyone. They want everything for themselves. They think they know everything. You cannot advise them. The only people on earth, human beings, that you don't need to advise them in anything, they advise you, they are always right, they are never wrong, are prophets. Allah gave them that. After prophets are Sahaba. Sahaba are not like prophets. They might do anything different. But they are Sahaba. Allah honors them. After Sahaba, Awliyaullah. Awliyaullah, ala inna awliyaullah la khawfun alayhim wa lahum ya'tanun. Verily, Allah saints, they have never to fear. Allah protecting them. من عاد لي وليا أذنته بالحرب. Whoever came against a wali of my wali, awliya, saint, I come against him. Allah says. So these people, they are always awliya, are trying their best. They are not ma'soom, like prophets, like Sayyidina Abu Bakr, whatever prophet said, he said, Sadaqa ya Rasulullah. No question. All disciples of all other prophets, no questions. They believe in their prophets. We must believe in Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what he said. He said, remember death. Means you remember death. He said, don't try to have hope to have dunya, but try to have hope for akhirah. He said to his Sahaba one day, early morning, after Ishraq, when the sun is up, he went to Jabal Uhud, mountain of Uhud, and said to Sahaba, look at the mountain. They looked at the mountain, and he said, what you are seeing on the floor, on the ground? They said, our shadow, because the sun is behind them. He said, run and catch your shadow. Anyone catch his shadow, I give him my jubba. Or I give him a present. They all Sahaba ran. They didn't say to Prophet, how we can catch our shadow. They didn't use their mind. Today, everything we do, we use our questioning, doubting, everything. They were not able to catch the shadow. Shadow running in front of them. They run the shadow run. They reached the mountain. And Prophet said, look at me now. They looked at him. And shadow became in the back because the sun now hitting them. He said, run toward me. They were running toward Prophet and shadow running after them. And Prophet said, if you are running after dunya, you will never catch it. Like you are running after your shadow, you cannot never catch it. But when you run toward Akhirah, toward Allah and His Prophet, when you directed your face to me, then look, the shadow is running after you. Means, we do what is we believe to do, the best way. Our heart, our intentions, Allah knows it, that we want to do for the best for Tariqah, the best for Islam, the best for humanity. We want to show the mainstream Islam. We want to show the the bad ideology or the violent or the radical or the extreme who are using religion for their own purposes, we want to show that they are bad, and we do our best to show that we want to show Islam in the best way. That is our goal. And if we achieve, it's alhamdulillah. If we did not achieve, Allah will write for us that as a reward. Because we tried our best. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ Prophet said, everything depends on intention. Your intention is for Allah and His Prophet and His Awliya and your Shaykh and your loved one, Allah is going to write it for you. If it was for your own ego, then your intention is not correct. You achieved it, alhamdulillah, you'll be rewarded. And that's why waiting for Mahdi alayhi salam, you might see him or you might die. It's one of the important issues in Islam, intizarul faraj ibadah. To wait for an opening, having the opening is worshipness. Waiting for Mahdi alayhi salam and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, that Christians and Jews are waiting for Sayyidina Isa and Messiah, they are waiting. Why Muslims are not waiting? Why Muslims never you heard them saying, we are waiting for Sayyidina Isa or Sayyidina Mahdi alayhi salam? Because we are not really believing in what Prophet told us. We are still running after our ego and our dunya. الدنيا جيفة وطلابها كلاب. It is said that dunya is a corrupt curse, and its followers, who runs after dunya, is a dog. They are animal. Running after a flesh, dead flesh, raw meat. Run away from dunya. By doing good amal for akhirah. And what is good amal for akhirah? Promote truth. Promote justice. Promote peace. Promote love. Promote good manners. Promote good character. Promote what Prophet loved to promote. Promote what Allah wanted to promote, to send to humanity. And expose who are against these values. Because they need to be exposed, or else people will not know them. And those who are to be exposed are the hypocrites. They يفعلون ما لا يقولون. Whatever they say, they do the wrong, the opposite. They do something, they say something. They don't want us to live in a peaceful situation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, be careful from munafiqun, because they are the worst. And Allah said in Surah Al-Munafiqun, Surah 63, He said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ When they come to you, Ya Muhammad, the hypocrite, قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ They said, we witness that you are Allah's prophet. Allah knows you are His prophet. They don't need these hypocrites to witness. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَكَذِبُونَ When the hypocrites come to you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they say, we bear witness that you are indeed the messenger of Allah. Allah knows that you are indeed His messenger, and Allah bear witness that the hypocrites are liars indeed. He come near, near the Prophet, standing beside, one near the other, very close. There is nothing in between. Might be they are there standing and they say, we bear witness you are His Prophet. And Allah, what He said? Ya Muhammad, I bear witness they are liars.
Allahu Akbar.
اتخذوا أيمانهم جنة فصدوا عن سبيل الله إنهم ساء ما كانوا يعملون. They have made their oath. They give an oath. They made their oath a screen for their hypocrisy, covering themselves. By one way, does they hinder men from the path of Allah? Verily, evil is what they used to do. They are covering. It's one way. You see him in front of you, mashallah, his nice beard, his nice face, he is praying with you, but he's a munafiq. And Allah is the one that can tell you which one is that. This is today our problem. People are trying to do this one, trying this, this, this one are trying to do that, and everyone is hypocrite against the other. Means everyone is tapping the other in his back. That's hypocrisy. Show me Muslims what they are doing for Islam. They are trying their worst in their books and their writings to destroy the classical and traditional Islam of Prophet. And they are calling it Islamization and modernization of the Islamic Ummah, Ummatism, Ummatic. For what? To fulfill their purposes to be something, to promote themselves under name of modernization. They are liars. They are destroying Islam from within Islam. They are the enemy of Islam. Not the West enemy of Islam. We are enemy of each other. The West never were an enemy to you. They opened their countries for you. They gave you scholarship for everything. You came to this country, you studied, you became a master's or a doctor's or PhD. You went to your country, opened universities, and you are teaching. You brought terrorism to this country by 9/11, 2001. You destroyed the reputation of the Muslims, means between Muslims, each other. And now they come and they blame the West, why they are destroying Muslims. The West is not destroying. West doesn't know what to do. They need to be educated, and no one is educating them. Something new to them. They need 2 years to learn it. Hypocrisy. I was reading a book. How they were able to manage to manipulate the world through their, how to spread their ideology and their teaching. And they have came up with 4 different items. First is to re-educate, re-put a curriculum all over the world, same curriculum, for Muslims to study. So they get scholarship to go and study Islamic studies in certain countries in the Arab Peninsula, to change the mentality of the Muslims. So through education. Second, through economy. They through financing Islamic schools all over the world, opening schools, opening masajid, opening centers, opening universities, through their economy, oil money, they were able to reach. Army, they are building up their army, their weaponry, in order to have power over the Muslim world, and through finance, they have the money of the world, they control the Muslim world, they speak on behalf of the Muslims. Then all Muslims will be shut down, and there will be one person speaking, and this is what we call it, the tyranny and the hegemony of hypocrisy over Muslims. And as I said, hypocrisy, and Allah is saying in Surah Al-Munafiqun, if they come to Muhammad, they are near each other. They say, Ya Muhammad, they are near each other, but they are hypocrites. Allah said, no, Ya Muhammad, these are hypocrites. They look people, human beings, very nice, very beautiful, gentle, soft, tall people. Look, if you want to more explanation about that. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَهُمْ تُعْجِبُكَ أَجْسَامُهُمْ وَإِنْ يَقُولُوا تَسْمَعْ لِقَوْلِهِمْ. And when you look at them, their bodies please you. They dress nicely, they put everything gold, they are tall, they dress very nice. They come to you, how much you want? 100 million? Take 100 million. How much you want? 10 million? Take 10 million. All money, bank, bring up money, give. So they are good. So, look at them, their body please you. With their money, they look at you, you see them gentle, they laugh in front of you. They taught them, they educated how they have to work with you. And when they speak, you listen to their words. You think they are the speakers of the universe. They have learned how they have to approach. They are as blocks of wood propped up. Khushubun musannada. They are wood. Only wood, dry. And they are like worms eat them. There is holes inside them. Means they are all holes. If you pour water in a bucket that has holes, all the water goes. Means don't trust them. Anything you trust, it will go. They think that every cry is against them. They are the enemies. So beware of them. May Allah curse them. Allah cursing the hypocrite. How are they denying or deviating from the right path? They spread books around the world, millions of books. They changed the explanation of the Holy Quran. They changed the explanation of the Hadith. They took what they wanted to take out. They dropped things out. They are the enemies of Islam. They're coming here in America and they are opening centers in Washington and everywhere. They are saying to people, we want to teach you about modernized Islam. That's not modernized Islam. They are bringing us to the Stone Age.
With their teaching of Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab,
who said, till today, Bin Baz, because he died now, we don't want to speak about him, but 10 years ago, before that astronaut went up from Arab countries, he was saying that the earth is flat. And he was in the Grand Mufti, not accepting except earth is flat. So what is the difference? Hypocrisy came to prophet in a picture of a human being and prophecy. Prophet symbolized what? Prophecy. And hypocrite symbolized what? Hypocrisy. So prophet symbolized bringing the message of Allah, Khalifatullah, representative of Allah on earth. Hypocrite, representative of what? Shaitan on earth. They are the enemies. He said, Surah Al-Munafiqun, they are the enemies. And if you look scientifically, hypocrite, what is the meaning of hypocrite? Means slippery. You cannot catch him. Always find a way out. Is that, doctor? Slipper. You cannot catch. You catch his slipper. That's slipper.
But the most stable element is not slippery. It's always stable. It's there.
Catch mercury? Can you catch mercury?
No, professor. You have to come back to that.
You cannot. It's slippery. Catch gold.
What will happen? It's gold.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made mercury and gold brothers in the periodic table.
They are after each other, mercury and gold.
Hear each other. This is mercury, slippery, munafiq. This is gold.
Coming to Prophet in Surah Al-Munafiqun, Prophet is gold. Represents the highest valuable elements on earth.
And the difference is what?
What is professor? One neutron and one proton.
There is no difference except that proton and that neutron, that ego, that munafiq character.
If you take that nifaq character, that proton or that neutron, what will come? You become gold. How many protons in the gold and how many in on the periodic table? How many is the gold? Seventy-nine and 80. Whatever it is difference of one.
And Allah put them together. And Allah bear witness in Surah Al-Munafiqun that, Ya Muhammad, they are not gold like you, they are
munafiq, they are mercury. Slippery. They slipper quick. How they came in the... How the difference between them was one proton and one electron? Because they have the same body, the same system. But one is gold, prophecy. And one munafiq, shaitan. That's why the mercury, you cannot touch it. It's run. It symbolizes shaitan. And gold represents, symbolizes prophecy. That, what is that? Is the difference of one element. And what is that element? Is one proton and one neutron. Means النفس اللوامة, النفس الأمارة, والنفس اللوامة. If you take them out, you reach نفس المطمئنة. Means the نفس الأمارة, the ego that push you for bad, to do bad desires. And نفس اللوامة, the one that regret. Yeah? What you call it? Blamed itself. When it blames itself, what happens? You repent. What happens? نفس مطمئنة, peaceful self. Then you become inheriting that gold dread. That's why Allah said in وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جاءوك. When they become oppressor to themselves, decisive.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولو أنهم إذ ظلموا أنفسهم جاءوك فاستغفروا الله واستغفر لهم الرسول لوجدوا الله توابا رحيما. صدق الله العظيم.
They, when they become oppressor to themselves, they come to you, Ya Muhammad. They know you are gold. they ask Allah forgiveness. It's not enough. Doesn't take that hypocrisy away. You have, Ya Muhammad, to ask on their behalf means you have to bear witness that they are clean. If Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not bear witness in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they are clean, no way Allah will forgive them. And that's why he said, if they are pressured to themselves, they come to you, Ya Muhammad, they ask forgiveness, and you ask on their behalf forgiveness, I will forgive them. May Allah forgive us. May Allah make us to follow the footsteps of Prophet, and make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to dress us from that dress of gold dress,
not nifaq dress, mercury dress. بحرمة الحبيب بحرمة الفاتحة. اللهم صل على سيدنا